An elderly woman told the police that as she entered a restroom, she was jostled by a woman behind her. A few minutes later, as she was about to pay for a mustache remover at a nearby store, she discovered that her wallet was missing from her purse. Apparently, the woman who had bumped into her had cleverly stolen her wallet. This type of theft is called pickpocketing. Perhaps an even more personal kind of theft is known as housebreaking or burglary. After such an intrusion, the victims often report a feeling of violation. They seldom regain the comfort and security level they used to have in their home. They constantly feel like they are being watched. They feel that if they go out, the burglars will again come in. They feel uncomfortable when they are home, and they feel uncomfortable when they aren't home. Burglars get lucky or make their own luck. Sometimes homeowners forget to lock all their windows or doors. Sometimes burglars will break a window, cut through a screen door, or force open a side door. Thieves have no shame. They will steal from anyone that they think is vulnerable. Of course, that means the elderly are their frequent victims. Some thieves are very clever. Some are very lucky. All of them make an honest person's life more difficult. It's too bad that all of them can't be caught and converted into honest people. Imagine that, a world with no larceny, a world where you can park your bicycle unsecured on the sidewalk or leave your purse unattended in your shopping cart. Is this only a dream? Some say that if you can dream about it, it can happen.